A jobs bill. Moving on.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Senate advanced a $15 billion job creation bill put forward by Democrats. In a procedural vote late yesterday, five GOP senators, including newly elected Scott Brown of Massachusetts, broke ranks to support the bill by a vote of 62-30. That sent it to almost certain passage tomorrow. Marketplace's Gregory Warner has more.
The Senate bill would give businesses a one-year exemption from payroll taxes if they hired new workers who were previously unemployed. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates this could create an additional 80 to 180,000 jobs across the country. The bill would also extend a tax break from last year's stimulus package to encourage businesses to buy new equipment. From the floor, Harry Reid spoke in support of the bill.
For every $1 billion we invest in infrastructure, we create 47,500 high-paying jobs and other jobs that spin off from that.
The bill also includes a one-year extension of the federal highway program, which helps states pay for needed road and bridge repairs. Unemployment in the U.S. is running at almost 10%, but it's blue-collar and unskilled workers who are struggling the most to find work. If passed, the Senate bill will have to be reconciled with the House version. In Philadelphia, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
All right, let's check numbers. European shares are trading higher right now, under 0.5%. Stocks closed mostly mixed in Asia today, although the Hang Seng added more than 1%. On Wall Street, some tepid outlooks at Lowe's and Campbell's Soup yesterday had investors moving a bit cautiously. The NASDAQ and S&P each lost less than 0.1%, and the Dow shed about 18 points to close at 10,383. This week, the Air Force launches a competition to replace its fleet of aging air refueling tankers. The contract is worth a lot, at least $35 billion. Now, Boeing and Northrop have been dueling over it, and now Northrop is threatening to pull out. For some, it sounds like a rerun. Reporter Brett Neely has more.
If this tanker contract were a TV show, it would be a soap opera. The Air Force awarded Boeing a contract almost 7 years ago, but then a corruption scandal shot down the deal. Then, Northrop Grumman and its European partner EADS won, but auditors said the competition was flawed. This time around, Northrop says the contract specifications are tilted against it. Defense analyst Richard Abulafia says the signs aren't good for Northrop.
This has been the most partisan defense contract in history, and their side of the competition is heavily Republican, and the Boeing side is heavily Democratic.
Northrop probably can't afford to pull out. The current tanker has been flying for 50 years, says Mark Gunzinger at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
If this one lasts another 50 years, that could be 50 years worth of contracts for sustainment, maintenance, and so forth.
Both companies have launched massive lobbying campaigns to convince lawmakers. But the Pentagon says, may the best plane win. In Washington, I'm Brett Neely for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
A lot of winter sports fans continue to converge on Vancouver for the Olympic Games. Other ski and snow areas, though, around North America are looking for ways to bring people through their gates. At a resort near Lake Tahoe, promoters are using environmental credentials to appeal to visitors year-round. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jennifer Collins checks it out.
I'm on a ski lift dangling above Lake Tahoe with Rachel Woods. She promotes Homewood Mountain Resort and its green credentials.
We could throw a snowball in the lake.
Woods keeps a close eye on the resort, skiing its slopes in winter and jogging them in summer. Near the summit, we get off the lift to look around.
Where we're walking right now was one of the spots where logging happened.
Years before it became a ski resort, the property provided access to logging and mining operations. Miles of roads from those days still crisscross the land. The problem is, every spring, snowmelt and rains carry dirt right off those roads and into Lake Tahoe. The lake loses on average a foot of clarity per year. Several nearby communities draw their drinking water from the lake.
So one of the major visions behind maintaining Homewood was to eliminate those roads, to get rid of them.
Homewood has spent more than $500,000 tilling and planting about 240,000 square feet of old roads, making barren strips into something more like meadows. Ski resorts across the country are under pressure to restore environmental damage, whether that damage happened last year or decades ago. Jonathan Cook Fisher is with the Forest Service, which oversees the majority of U.S. ski areas.
We're very much more geared and focused on sustainable slopes.
With or without regulatory pressure, resorts may need to show they're greening up their slopes to attract more visitors. Mike Hogan is with Integrated Environmental Restoration Services. He's the consultant in charge of the Homewood projects.
More young people are coming along who are better educated about the environment, understand what's going on, and will put their money into a more environmentally savvy entity.
Hogan says it's still a small segment of the market, but
1 or 2% can make a difference.
And the resort is betting that'll be enough to bring business to the hotel rooms and condos it plans to build over the next few years. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, while athletes at the Winter Olympics are feeling the high of winning medals and performing in front of fans, a lot of other visitors to Vancouver are just getting high. Marijuana business in the city is booming, according to Canada's self-proclaimed Prince of Pot, Mark Emery. Emery's a wanted man here in the United States for selling pot seeds by mail to Americans. In Vancouver, though, shops openly sell those seeds, and police turn a blind eye to small amounts of the stuff, even though it is illegal in Canada. Interest is so high that Emery said over the weekend he spent hours having people take pictures with him and his bong. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. Grab the podcast while you're there, too, and learn all the latest business news of the day. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.